Parshas Yisro is the climax of Yetzias Mitzrayim, the giving of the Torah. And therefore it's somewhat interesting that the Torah begins the Parsha dedicating an entire perek to the discussions between Moshe and Yisro. And the Parsha is even named after Yisro. The question though is, what is it about this conversation, this meeting between Moshe and Yisro, which is so important, that it serves somewhat, must be, as a hakdama to Kabbalah Satayr. So, ma inyan Moshe v'Yisro etzel Har Sinai. Furthermore, the Torah tells us here, v'yetzi Moshe l'kras chosnai, Moshe went out to greet his father-in-law, v'yishtachu v'yishlak loy, he bowed down to him, and he kissed him, v'yishalu ish l're'eu l'shalom, and ish l're'eu gave shalom, v'yavoyhu ha'ayhela. And they went into the tent, and Rashi quotes the Medrash. Eini yodea mi hishtachev elami. The Pasuk doesn't say who was bowing down to who was kissing who was giving shalom. There are no names. Kishu oimer ish l're'ehu, but since the Torah gives us a hint and says ish, mi hakori ish, who is called ish? Ze Moshe. Shenemar, because it says v'ha ish Moshe. That's at the end of Parshas Behalaischa. So since Moshe is called Ish, so therefore Moshe is the one bowing, Moshe is the one kissing, Moshe is the one giving shalom. Torah doesn't tell us that it is Moshe, but we have the hint for the word Ish. Now the Mefarshei Rashi asked the following question. If we come to this conclusion that Moshe is the one because he's called Ish, but we find Yisro is also called Ish. And that's in the context of Moshe Rabbeinu as well. In Parshas Shmai, so Moshe flees Mitzrayim and comes to the house of Yisro. State Vayoyel Moshe Lashevis Esa Ish. That Moshe came and he resided by the Ish. So Hadrakosh Ladichta, so a question comes back. It's a Shver Medrash. How do we know that it's referring to Moshe because he's called Ish? Yisro is also called Ish. Lastly, Purim is around the corner. And we find a very fascinating account in the Medrash that when the Gzeira of Haman is decreed below and above, the Medrash describes that Eliyahu HaNavi is frantic and he's scrambling to find a way to be mevatel the Gzeira, and he comes to the kever of Avos HaKadoshim and he turns to Avram and to Yitzhak and to Yaakov, and they all say there's nothing we can do to help. And then he comes to kever Moshe, and Moshe Rabbeinu asks, is there anyone below who can help me if I work above, up here? And Yehoshua says, yes, that's a tzaddik named Mordechai. To which Moshe says, if that's the case, ani lamala, or Mordechai lamata, and together we'll be able to be mevatel l'gzeir. V'kachava. It was through this tag team, so to speak, effort between Moshe and Mordechai that the gzeir was nisbatel. So what's this inyan of Moshe lamala and Mordechai Lamata? So to begin, at the conclusion of this meeting between Moshe and Yisro, the Torah tells us that a suda takes place. Yisro, Chayse Moshe, takes oila and zvachim elokim, and Aaron calls the Knesset, so come, lecho lecho lim Chayse Moshe lifnei elokim. So Rashi, according to Chazal, says, Moshe Hechan Halach, where did Moshe go? Moshe isn't mentioned. Halahu Yatza the cross of the garment is called a covered. Moshe was the one who went out and brought all of this covered upon Yisrael. So Elashahaya, I made a Meshamesh Lifnehem. Moshe was I made a Meshamesh Lifnehem. He was serving them. He was the waiter. Why is this a very important piece of information, especially now? Well, this lashon of Oymer Meshamish, which we find here, we find elsewhere. A couple places, but one specifically referring to Moshe. But before we get to the Mishnah, Yevamos tells us on Samach Testament base in discussing the yichus of a kohen through an illicit relationship. The Mishnah says about the kashrus of the kohen, ha'rei ze ro'oi lihiyos kohen gadol. He is so kosher, he is able to be the Kohen Gadol. Oimed u'meshamesh al gabi ha-mizbeach. Oimed u'meshamesh al gabi ha-mizbeach. So the lashon of oimed u'meshamesh is a lashon which we find by the kahuna. And in fact, we find in Gemara Zevachim that Moshe Rabbeinu himself was actually Kohen Gadol, that he served as Kohen Gadol in the Mishkan. So we find here Moshe by Sudas Yisrei. He's oimed u'meshamesh lifneihem. Yet we also find Moshe as oimed u'meshamesh as Kohen Gadol. And the Gemara in Sotah Daf Yod Gimel Amud Beis makes Gzeira Shava as a shevach, as a praise to Moshe. We all know Yaakov Avinu Loi Meis, Gemara Tainis, but the Gemara in Sotah adds that there are those who say Loi Meis Moshe, even Moshe never died, through Gzeira Shava. It says here, Vayamas Sham Moshe, Vayamas Sham, and it says elsewhere when Moshe is on Har Sinai, Vayihi Sham Im Hashem, that Moshe was there, Sham, with Hashem. So we make Gzeira Shava, Sham, Sham. Malahalon Oymeid Umeshamesh Afkan, Oymeid Umeshamesh. In his death, in the Vayamas Sham, he's Oymeid Umeshamesh. And on the top of the mountain, in receiving the Torah, for those 40 days as well, Oymeid Umeshamesh. What are we seeing here by Moshe Rabbeinu? We see that he's Oymeid Umeshamesh in the highest places, and also Oymeid Umeshamesh in the lowest places. In the Vayomas Sham, he's Oymeid Umeshamesh, in his Misa, and also Oymeid Umeshamesh on the top of the mountain. In the highs and the lows, Oymeid Umeshamesh. And the same thing, Oymeid Umeshamesh as Kohen Gadol in the highest places in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and also as a waiter by a Sudas Ger who comes to visit Oymeid Umeshamesh. And this is along the lines of what we find in the Gemara, which tells us, L'yada ishas kfurasa, nobody knows where Moshe is buried. The Gemara explains that those who stand in the El Yoinim, who are looking for Moshe, they see him below. And those who are in the Tachtonim, in the low places, when they look for Moshe, they see him above. This is the inyan of Moshe, that he's Oymeid u'meshamesh l'mala, and also l'mata. And this really takes us to the Gemara, to really the Chazal, by Purim as well, that Moshe Rabbeinu is above, and he's looking for somebody below. And Eliyahu Navi says, yes, there's a Mordechai. So it's Moshe l'mala and Mordechai l'mata. It's Imaz Barum is in the Lashon HaGemara, which says, Kimu v'kiblu ha-Yehudim. Chazal say, Kimu mashakiblu kfar. That they re-accepted the Torah through Mordechai. Chazal say, Kimu l'mala mashakiblu l'mata mashakiblu l'mala. They accepted above what they accepted below. Kimu l'mala mashakiblu l'mata. And this is a merumas to Moshe as well, because the Zohar notes that when it says the word v'kiblu, it's chaser vav, which means that it's b'lashon yachid, it's singular. And the Zohar says that's referring to Moshe. That Moshe is involved, but again, in the sinyan of kimu l'mala mashakiblu l'mata. L'mala u'l'mata, because Mordechai is just a manifestation of Moshe below. As we know, every single generation has a Bechinas Moshe. Es Pashtusa de Moshe b'chol dor v'dor, says the Zohar Kaddish. And in fact, the very introduction to Mordechai in the Megillah, he's called an Ish Yehudi, Haya B'shushan Abira, Ish Yehudi, B'koyel Ez Gematria Moshe. So this inyan of Moshe l'mala, Mordechai l'mata, is really Oymeid u'meshamesh l'mala, Oymeid u'meshamesh l'mata. And that's the reason behind this Gzeira Shava. Gzeira Shava means that it's Shava by Moshe. That there's a hishtavos, that Moshe, it doesn't matter, because Moshe was such an anav, it didn't matter whether he was acting as Kohen Gadol, or whether he was a waiter at a Suda. By Moshe, everything was the same, and this is the virtue of Moshe Rabbeinu, that he was the anav mikol adam. Let's go back to our questions, which we had said before. The Medrash had said, we don't know who it is, vayishalu ishla ve'er l'shalom. But because Moshe is called Ish, and Rashi says V'ha Ish Moshe, so we know that Moshe is the one who's bowing, he's the one who's doing the kissing. But in fact, the Mefarshi Rashi, but don't we find that even Yeshua is called Ish, V'ya Moshe L'Shevet Esau Ish. So perhaps a careful look at the Medrash itself and the Mechilta will help us understand. Because the large fan of the Mechilta is state any idea mi hishtachav lemi or mi nashak lemi. I don't know who kissed who and who bowed down to who. Kishu emer veyishal ish leil leshalem mi kara ish halay Moshe shenamar v'ha'ish Moshe anav me'oid. So the pasuk which Rashi quotes v'ha'ish Moshe, Rashi doesn't quote the hemshach, but the hemshach of the pasuk is anav me'oid. So perhaps to answer the question, how do we know that it's referring to Moshe? If he's called Ish, Yisra is also called Ish. But when and how was Moshe called Ish? In the context of his humility. V'ha'ish Moshe anav me'oid. So therefore, when we look at the pasuk and we don't know who's bowing down to who, who's kissing who, who's escorting who, we know that it's Moshe because he's called Ish. I used to was also called Ish, but no, Moshe is called Ish in the context of his anava, and it's the derech of an anav to give all of this respect to somebody else. And that's how we know that it's referring to Moshe. And perhaps this helps us understand the question which we had asked, how is this and why is this the Hakdama to Matan Torah? But the answer is because if we want to know why it is that Moshe Rabbeinu was chosen to be the Mekabel HaTorah and the Noisen HaTorah, we have to know about Moshe Rabbeinu's humility. And we see from the beginning of the parasha that Moshe is the Anav Mikol Adam. To be a true Ish is according to a person's anava. And the reason why Moshe is called Ish, Stam Ish is Moshe, is because the Ish Moshe Anav Mikol Adam. But in a way that you see that Moshe Rabbeinu, he disguises and he clothes his anava in ways which it's not even clear from the psukim that Moshe is Anav Mikol Adam. And that's part of his anivas, that he's able to disguise and hide himself, that people shouldn't see his anava. In fact, we learn other inyanim in Hilchos Derech Eretz from here. The Medrash concludes that a person should always be muchan to be machabit his father-in-law. Everything we learn from here, also from Moshe Rabbeinu, that a person should always be ready to greet somebody on the street, even a goy b'shuk. These are many halachas of Derech Eretz, and there are others. But that's part of Moshe Rabbeinu's humility, is that he's disguising his anava in ways of Derech Eretz. So perhaps al pizeh we can explain one of the mehagim which we have by Purim and eating hamantashen. It's brought down in halacha, in the Be'er Halacha and the Aruch HaShulchan in Siman Kuf Samech Ches, that stam hamantashen is sesame. It may not be the most popular flavor, but stam hamantashen is sesame. So? How could this, could we explain that inyan, that minag Yisrael, based on what we had said? Because Chazal's lashon is about Moshe, that he's oymed umeshamish. And why does it use this word oymed umeshamish? Well, first of all, meshamish comes from the word shemesh. And shemesh shines its light, bein l'rishayim, bein l'tzadikim, to all of humanity, all of creation, b'shaveh. And that's the mead of the shemesh. And that's why it says oymed umeshamish, and Chazal say that the pnei Moshe kipnei chama, that the face of Moshe is like the sun. Moshe is like the shemesh. But we made it a gzeira shava from the words sham sham, vayomas sham, vayehi sham im Hashem. So sham sham, that gzeira shava, makes the word mishamish. Mishamish is just the words, the letters sham sham in the inverse. But it's also shum shamin. Because sham sham also spells shum shamin, which is sesame. And we try to understand the oimek of the neis, that it was done through this inyan of Moshe lamala u'mordechai lamata, this midah of Moshe, his hishtavus. It didn't matter whether he was lamata or he's lamata or lamala, it's shava, like the gzeira shava of sham sham, sham lamala, sham lamata, through a gzeira shava from the word hishtavus. Like the Baal Shem Tov says, shivisi Hashem l'nagli samid. Shivisi means I make everything shava, whether I have highs, whether I have lows, I serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu equally. So that's the inyan of shum shamin. Sham lamala, sham lamata, and as a zeichet to that inyan, kimu lamata, masha kibu lamata, shum shemin, which is the sesame, which is the minig yisrael, stam minig yisrael for hamantashen. And b'derech emes, we had said before that the gzeira shava is vayomas sham, vayehi sham im Hashem. That's the sham sham, which is mishamesh, which is shum shemin. That's the lashon of the psukim the Gemara quotes. Vayomas sham, and vayehi sham im Hashem, is oyle to the gematria shivisi Hashem lenagdim hazamid, because this is the hishtavus of Moshe Rabbeinu which is that Anava, which was Goyim Benes by Purim, and the Matan Torah by Purim, and the Matan Torah in Pashas Yisrael, Mishibazeche, to that Midah of Shivisi Hashem, Lenagdisamir Koyim Echayim.